Ever wondered how brands like Apple, Virgin, and Method thrive despite being dramatically outspent by industry giants? The answer lies in the challenger mindset, a strategic approach that turns apparent disadvantages into powerful competitive weapons. This isn't just about being the underdog, it's about deliberately adopting a mindset that rejects conventional category wisdom and creates dramatic differentiation. What's remarkable is how these principles have remained relevant despite massive shifts in marketing. They worked before Google existed, and they work even better in today's hyper-connected world. The deck is stacked heavily against challenger brands in ways that go beyond simple size differences. Market leaders enjoy exponentially greater returns on their investments, a phenomenon economists call increasing returns to scale. When a brand leader is twice as big as competitors, their top-of-mind awareness isn't just double, it's nearly four times greater. Each marketing dollar they spend generates disproportionately higher mental availability among consumers. This advantage extends to shopping behavior, too. Market leaders enjoy dramatically higher consideration rates even with modest advertising. They benefit from both higher penetration, more buyers, and greater purchase frequency from those buyers. The profit impact is staggering. While second-ranked brands make 50% more profit than third-ranked brands, dominant market leaders earn nearly triple that amount. This explains why many consumer goods leaders have maintained their positions for over 60 years. The middle ground has become increasingly dangerous, what Walmart dismissively calls the mush in the middle. The implication? Challengers cannot win by behaving like smaller versions of market leaders. They must adopt fundamentally different approaches that leverage their nimbleness, focus, and ability to take risks that established players cannot. Today's consumers aren't passive audiences. They're overwhelmed multitaskers, cramming 43 hours into 24-hour days. We've moved from a work-slash-leisure society to a work-recuperation-slash-leisure one, with 94% of Americans using free time mainly to recover from work. This exhaustion means consumers see advertising as a nuisance rather than communication. Many aren't even paying attention. 23% of golf programming plays to empty rooms, while 36% of texting happens during TV time. Trust in brands has halved across categories amid widespread institutional cynicism. Many successful challenger brands were created by category outsiders. Method and Innocent, leading packaged goods in the US and UK, were started by people with no background in cleaning products or smoothies. Similarly, Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson entered unfamiliar territories with Amazon and Virgin Airlines. This intelligent naivety proves powerful. Outsiders can see possibilities invisible to industry veterans. They ask fundamental questions that category-immersed brands have forgotten to ask, finding new emotional angles into markets. Apple Daily succeeded in Taiwan by prioritizing engaging stories over serious political coverage. Axe broke through by focusing on dating rather than deodorant efficacy. Challengers transform categories by introducing new emotional elements. American Apparel brought sex to t-shirts. Method added design aesthetics to cleaning products. Dyson made vacuum cleaners sexy, and Altoids made mints painful. While these challengers lacked category experience, they brought valuable cross-industry insights that sparked innovation. Challenger brands navigate today's fragmented world through strong, self-referential identity. Unlike traditional mirror advertising that reflects consumers' lives, lighthouse brands project their authentic selves with unwavering clarity. A lighthouse brand maintains a clear sense of purpose, built on an unshakable brand or product truth. Like its namesake, it commands attention naturally. These brands refuse to let competition or consumer research alone define their identity. Their foundation is a strong worldview. Target believes style transcends wealth. Red Bull champions individualism. Camper advocates slowing down in a rushed world. Mini transformed its small size into an advantage by creating an alternative motoring culture that challenged America's bigger is better mindset. A challenger brand must forge deeper emotional connections than brand leaders, rooted in authentic truths, whether brand-based, MAC Cosmetics drag scene origins, or product-based, Altoid's curiously strong claim. A true lighthouse identity shapes every business aspect, from product development to packaging, pricing, and customer relationships. Challenger brands pursue thought leadership, being the most talked about brand, when they can't claim market leadership, being the biggest. They achieve this by deliberately breaking established category conventions in surprising ways. These conventions, arbitrary rules set by market leaders, create natural opportunities for differentiation. By questioning and breaking select conventions, challengers create dramatic points of difference in crowded markets. Brands break conventions in several ways. In representation, companies like Egg Bank and Urban Decay chose unconventional names to signal their intent to view categories differently. MAC Cosmetics selected RuPaul as its face instead of a traditional female model, embodying inclusiveness. Unable to afford traditional channels, challengers break medium conventions. Method hired designer Karim Rashid to create distinctive packaging as its primary brand expression. Experience conventions shift when brands like Magners transformed cider status by introducing new consumption rituals, serving over ice in pint glasses. Breaking the invisible barrier between brand and consumer creates intimate yet slightly uncomfortable energy. Like speakers who physically engage with audiences, challengers build thought leadership by getting closer to consumers in ways established brands rarely attempt. Successful challengers anticipate barriers and actively remove them through overcommitment, going beyond mere adequacy to ensure breakthrough at the decisive point. 42 Below Vodka demonstrated this perfectly in New York's nightclub scene. Their snow patrol shoveled snow outside clubs without being asked, winning over bouncers, patrons, and owners before ever approaching decision makers about stocking their product. Like karate masters who aim 2 feet below a brick to break it, challenger brands succeed through strategic overcommitment. JetBlue bought their seatback entertainment provider to protect their advantage, while Innocent Drinks hired a dedicated packaging writer despite being a startup. The margin between success and failure is razor thin. ING Direct maintains superior customer service despite their stripped-down banking model, ensuring callers reach local representatives. Similarly, Flickr built community by having team members moderate forums 24/7 and personally welcome their first 10,000 members. Success can be dangerous for challenger brands. Many start strong but lose steam through complacency or overexpansion. Momentum matters doubly. Actual momentum drives immediate sales growth, while perceived momentum, the sense that a brand leads the category, builds future equity. Most challengers falter because they don't evolve how consumers experience their core identity. Their initial success comes from breaking category molds, but this advantage erodes as competitors catch up and consumer expectations shift. Challengers must stay just ahead of the comfort zone to remain visible. Successful challengers understand their consumers deeply while leading with fresh ideas. Brands like Scion balance listening to consumers with introducing concepts customers couldn't articulate themselves, what Morgan calls being consumer intimate but idea-led. While consumers rarely predict what they want next, deep customer understanding enables confident innovation. The key is to never be seen to win. As one goal is achieved, the challenger evolves its narrative toward the next challenge. This perpetual reinvention, while maintaining core identity, distinguishes enduring challenger brands. In a market dominated by leaders, the challenger's greatest asset is continuously reimagining what's possible.